On Saturday, cities and towns across the country held No Kings rallies, protesting President Donald Trump's administration. Organizers say that around 7 million people attended more than 2,700 events across all 50 states. According to NBC, that makes this weekend's No Kings Day the largest single-day protest event in American history. The Bay Area saw more than 30 No Kings events, the two biggest being in Oakland and San Francisco, which saw 10,000 and 50,000 marchers, respectively. All over the Bay, the events were peaceful, with no recorded arrests or clashes with law enforcement. In San Francisco, demonstrators marched down Market Street, making for an immense, colorful procession. One of the marchers, Robert, who carried a sign reading, "Resist like it's 1930s Germany," said that Trump's second term had turned him to a political demonstrator for the first time since the 60s.
You know, I'm not a lifelong activist. It's only since the Trump years, really in the last year, the second, you know, second term that Trump has, that's when I've been, you know, feeling like I needed to do something. And part of it is being in this group of people, these other people around me. You know, I feel like I'm part of it, so it's a group feeling, and that feels really good. So I go there, even if it didn't make any difference, I would still want to be here.
Diverse and multi-generational, the No Kings Day crowd drew demonstrators from across the anti-Trump political spectrum, many of whom expressed their dissent through flamboyant signage and dress. Along with more quotidianly clad sign bearers like Robert, KPFA spoke to naturalist libertarians dressed only in laurel wreaths, anarchists in anthropomorphic animal suits, social democrats in inflatable frog costumes, and self-identified centrists wearing white wigs and long coats, carrying copies of the Constitution. KPFA also had the opportunity to speak to Dr. Angela Davis, a former Black Panther associate and renowned activist, author, and academic.
It's exciting to see so many people have come out not only here, but all over California and all over the country. Because in order to begin to accomplish anything of note for workers, for people of color, for women, for people of all genders, we have to prevent fascism from taking over the political space in our country.
Dr. Davis was one of those to speak at the rally in front of City Hall following the march. She was preceded by Joan Baez, who sang songs and urged protesters not to underestimate their individual role. Kathy Kennedy, president of the California Nurses Association, also gave a speech. She said effective resistance against the Trump administration takes more than one march.
So as an organized union nurse, I know the only way to take on a bad boss is to organize, to strike, and to raise hell until even the devil himself has had enough. Are you still with me?
For KPFA, the story was put together by Jacques Liebarger-Martel, Shania Anderson, and Archon Doss.